back for another episode of Coffee with Your Coaches, where Sophie and I talk about important things that we as coaches want to kind of indulge on a little bit more than we can in class. Topics have been great so far, but I think this is one of the best ones given, you know, what we've been noticing around the gym. And today's list is 5 ways to get better without doing more. So what we're going to talk about is that the slogan, more is not better, better is better. So the first one on the list is something that I'm a huge fan of. I love to talk to you guys about this kind of stuff. I've met with a lot of people kind of privately, one-on-one, to develop a more probably detailed description of this one, and it's simply finding your why. So that seems a lot easier than it actually is, but kind of defining the reason why you walk in this gym to the most detail possible really helps your training. So, you know, when you figure out why you're working out or why you want to be fit, you know, there are many different reasons for that, whether it's you want to keep up with your kids or if you want to compete in the sport of CrossFit, or, you know, you're looking to run maybe a 5K in the fall, or even, you know, you want to look good in a bikini. All of these things are your reasons why you train, and they should help you create goals and develop an understanding of when you're in here, everything you should be doing or everything you are doing is focused on achieving that goal. So, you know, this is one of the good examples of that is when you're thinking about kind of weight to use in a workout. You know, if your goal is to just simply get more fit or to look better in a bathing suit, you know, RXing the weight when it's not something in your capability doesn't make any sense, right? Because it doesn't fit your goals. It doesn't fit your why. So finding out why or figuring out why you come into the port every day or hopefully every 3 days a week or 4 days a week, like we've talked about before, really helps you kind of make the most of the hour that you're in here, and it keeps you safe, but also gets you a really good workout. One of CrossFit's biggest sayings is be impressed with intensity and not volume, right? So as coaches, we're impressed with how well you do something, not how much you do. And I think the June challenge is also a really good example of that. 30 seconds on the air bike.
All right. Second point on our list here, actually the second and third are kind of similar, but it's thinking about how you're treating your body when you're not in the gym. So the first one is something that I know we've talked about a little bit in our podcast so far, but that's sleep. And I think that people, you know, they spend a lot of time thinking about, okay, I need to stretch more, you know, things like that at home. You know, what can I do? Maybe go to yoga. But it, honestly, to recover and to feel good every day starts with sleep. So for me personally, that's a huge thing. I get up pretty early in the mornings to coach sometimes, and I've tried to get at least 7 hours of sleep a night, which is tough, I know, for most people. But that's one thing you guys can do to really feel better in here and feel better overall is to get enough sleep. I try to read before I go to bed. I try not to, you know, watch TV or be on my phone too long because that's really just stimulating and not allowing me to kind of close my eyes and go right to sleep. So I try to read or something like that, or just kind of lie in bed for a little bit, at least 30 minutes before I, you know, shut the lights off and go to sleep. Another thing, like sleeping in a dark room. I know some people have TVs in their room and fall asleep with the TV on, probably not the best thing to do. You know, not having alcohol or caffeine, things like that right before bed. I know sugar for me, if I have that right before bed, can kind of disturb my sleep or make me have crazy dreams. So sleep is huge. It's definitely something you can do that obviously everybody does it every day. So, you know, being mindful of that is important. And then number three, which kind of goes along with how you're treating your body when you're not here, is nutrition. So we're super lucky that we have a nutritionist on staff here. And I know Katie works with a ton of you on nutrition. And I've just seen how it's really benefited a lot of you guys with your performance and things like that. And again, it's something we do, most of us do 3 times a day is eat. So being really mindful of what we put in our body.
Or 7 times a day.
Or seven, yeah. I do more 7 or 8 times a day. But Katie can help with a lot of questions. And you guys work out a lot, you know, like you're very active. So guaranteed a lot of you are just not eating enough food. So that's something that Katie can kind of help you with. And again, align that with your goals, like Justin talked about for kind of the number one thing on our list here. How nutrition can align with that, because a lot of you guys are working out a ton. So you need to refuel your body with food, with good nutrition, and get some sleep. A lot of you guys are sleeping 3 to 5 hours a night. It's just not enough. And that's going to definitely cause, you know, injury and things like that that you don't want to happen. So number two, sleep. Number three, nutrition. And then hydration. That's another thing. You know, it's getting warmer out. And I notice personally, I feel like super dehydrated the past week or so. So I need to really up my water game. So really, you're supposed to drink. I mean, it depends, obviously, on the person a little bit. But think about a half a gallon a day without sweating. So I'm sure you guys all sweat every single day a lot. So you can pretty much up that to about a gallon of water. So I know I've talked to some of you guys who actually have like apps or things like that where you're tracking your water intake, which is awesome. I just usually try to have water with me at all times and just, you know, be constantly drinking water, coaching or, you know, in class or whatnot. So that's another thing that you guys can be mindful of. And it's easy, you know, like it's one of those things that doesn't take a lot of extra time. It's you're doing it anyway. And trying to stay away from, oh, I had like 3 cups of coffee. That's water, you know, like try to drink just water. I've been putting like lemon in my water and fruit and mint and things like that to make it a little bit more interesting. I know it's not the most exciting thing to drink, but it's, you know, especially now that it's getting warmer, it's super important.
So number four is, again, you know, Sophie talked about a couple of things that you can do outside of the gym. This is one that you can do, or you can focus on more inside the gym and maybe include some of it outside of the gym, whether it be at home or maybe it be supplementing another kind of group fitness class. But mobility is a huge piece to your overall fitness picture. And I think everyone within the gym has at least a small mobility issue, whether it's you're too tight or maybe even you're too loose in some of your joints. And so the reason why mobility is so important is it increases your range of motion. And all of your joints have a specific range of motion. And if you are limited in that range of motion, that means that joint is susceptible to injury. And there is a weakness that we need to train. And that weakness is not trained through getting stronger, but simply increasing your mobility at that joint and increasing your range of motion. So we aren't talking about mobility to necessarily complete a squat snatch, but we're more talking about the mobility that will keep you healthy through our functional movements like squats and like overhead presses and deadlifts and stuff like that. So if you're someone who has a mobility issue, focusing on your mobility, as long as it aligns with your goal, will help you, absolutely help you in the long run. And then the last thing that we're going to talk about is, again, stuff that you can do inside of the gym. So we've gone from inside to outside, and now we're back inside the gym. And that comes down to scaling your weights, scaling your reps, or even scaling the movement within the gym. And again, we're going to go back to number one, which was focusing on aligning your training with your goals. Scaling is the perfect example of that. And listening to your coaches. So at the whiteboard session, you should have a good understanding after the coach talks about what the intended stimulus of the workout is, and then what it's going to require you to hit that intended stimulus. You know, the intended stimulus is never doing the RX weight. It's always to come away with a specifically intense workout, depending on the day and the week. So you scaling the movements or scaling the reps or scaling the weights will help you achieve that intended stimulus. And again, it helps you align to your goals. So if you are not someone that's looking to go to the games, maybe we're not going to try to clean and jerk 185 pounds today. You know, maybe we're going to make sure that weight is scaled to our ability. Those are the five ways to get better in this gym without doing more. We're actually asking you to maybe even do a little bit less inside the gym and focus on a little bit more outside the gym. Because remember, guys, you spend an hour a day in here, and there are 24 hours in the day. So what you do outside this gym might arguably be more important than what you do inside the gym. Sophie and I don't really want to tell you that, but
it's agreed.
It's important. Yeah. And remember, like I like to talk about, like, your fitness as a picture is like a house of cards, right? And if you're missing one piece of that fitness, then you're not going to have anything really to kind of build on. So make sure all of the things that we talked about today are something that you're working on. And if you have any questions, come find one of us, and we'd be more than happy to kind of help you focus your goals and see where your weaknesses are. Soph, anything to add?
Get some sleep, everybody.
So we'll see you in 2 weeks with another Coffee with Your Coaches.
See you later.
Bye.